Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mor and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. And the Linishmas, Maras Esther Basrik Shmuel, and for schus for Moshe Ben Peshadina. We say in the Gemara in Mesechas Brachas, that if you doubt it, I'm a beis, I'm a ruler, call a Kori Kriyashma, we like tefillin, Kilomede, this Sheker, Ba'atzma, anybody who reads Shema without the tefillin, it's like he's testifying a false testimony. Shema, we mentioned tefillin, and he's not wearing tefillin, it's a false testimony. It's like he brought an ola without bringing the accompanying mincha, it's like he brought a zevach without bringing the accompanying nesachim. He brought a karban, and he didn't bring the libation offerings. So we have to be ma'ayin. If there is a nafgamina lehalacha between these reasons, is there a nafgamina? We have kilomede the shek of atzmo, and we have bringing the karban without the accompanying mincha and nesachim. So we'd like to understand if there is a nafgamina between these reasons. And we are going to be basing this shiur on the Torah that I received. Rabbi Rabbi, I'm going to go to Rabbi Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah write in Brachas, Tav Chesem Bez Taperif, Haperish Anachon Kachu, do the sphere lay, the Kevin Shukori, Shart and Los Ayatra, Yul Tvos Benenecha, Benem Nichan, Inta Shemede, the Shekel Atzma, Shemash Omer, Eno Emes. He's reading about tefillin, he's not wearing tefillin, so that's a sheker. Valfi Shasa Mitzah, Shatze De Kriyashma, Filuhochi, Aver Vera Mitzad Acher, Shede, the Shekel Atzma, so he did a mitzvah, he said Shema. But he's over in Aveira because he's not wearing tefillin. So he's made Eidus Sheker. He's reading Shema without tefillin. So that's an Eidus Sheker. He did a mitzvah, he did an Aveira. Rav Yochanan holds, Shafilo mitzvah atzmein and atzishlem. The mitzvah itself is lacking since he wasn't mekabel lo machu shemaim. It's like somebody who's makri v'toda without a mincha. Kevin shkarbel lo kabals machu shemaim. Yipi mori arav. Neri yori v'yizrach. So he says that it's like bringing a carbon that's lacking. You're makri the carbon without the mincha. The Ola without the Mincha, the Zebach without the Nechasim. So this is, the mitzvah itself is lacking. So Meloshim Rabbeinu Yonah, that the mitzvah itself is lacking, it would appear that HaKol Panim Yoyotze Mitzvah Kriyashma. And you don't have to read again, according to the first Mahalach of Ula, it's made a Desheker, but you did the mitzvah B'Shlemus, you also did an Aveira. And according to the second Mahalach, even the mitzvah is not B'Shlemus, but Lekulei Alma, Yoyotze, the mitzvah, and you don't have to read again. Because you were ready Yotze, once you were ready Yotze, so there's no important reading again. However, the Gra, the Imre Noam, writes, Kilu Meidei Desheker Batzmo, Lefizeno Tzarech Lachzor V'Lekros, Avli Imreinu Kilu Kivol B'lo Mincha, Tzarech Lachzor V'Lekros, Lashor Zolam Mitzvah Kitikuna. But if we say that it's like you're a Makriv and Ola, without a Mincha, if you say it's Meidei Desheker, so you did the Mitzvah, you're cool. It's too late, you can't do it again. But if we say Kilu Hikriv Ola B'lo Mincha, you have to read a second time, because the first time we didn't do the mitzvah kitikuna. So he holds that you weren't yotze properly. Otherwise, what are you going to gain if you read it again? Kenodim edivrei Reb Chaim shemishi yotze dechovaso beesrog mahuder. Let's say you're yotze with a mahuder deka esrog, not mahuder deka esrog. Even if afterwards you take an Esrog Mahudr, so you're not going to gain anything. Why? Because you're already Yotze. Once you're Yotze, there's no doesn't help you to be Mekayim the Mitzvah again. So too, if you're already Yotze, so then there's no reason to do it again. That's Meidei Desheker B'Atzmo. But Hikrivola below Mincha, according to that idea, you have to read again because you weren't Yotze properly the first time. Ramami Panol Niafasi Zutan Brachas writes, Amrula Kolakai Kriyashma, Below Tfilin Kilomade this Sheker of Atzma Perish, Himyashlo Filu Yide Kriyalo Yatza, Rebechia Brahma Rav Yochanan Kilo Hikriv Toda below Mincha, Vizebach below Nesachim, Lukulin Rav Yochanan Yotze Yide Kriya, Shredda maybe Karbanus Hayom, Venesacha Bachar Esrim Yom, Achinami meniach tzitzis v'tfilin achar shav v'enu chozer b'kori v'alachak Rav Yochanan. So he says, what this means is, perish, even if Filu yeshlo, afilu de kriya lo yotza. That you weren't properly yotze, yidei kriya. If you have tefillin, you weren't properly yotze, yidei kriya. And Ruchia Baram Rabbi Yochanan holds kilav hikriv toda b'lo mincha, zevach b'lo nesachim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that you are yotze because you can bring your carbon today and you can bring your nesachim after 20 days. So wear your tefillin later. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, he holds that according to Uli, you have to read the parasha again, Kriya Shemaim Tefillin. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you wear tefillin afterwards, Ein Tzarech Likros Kriya Shema Ima Tefillin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you put again tefillin second time, if you put tefillin on afterwards, not a second time, if you put tefillin on afterwards, you don't have to read Kriya Shema again with the tefillin. According to Ula, you have to go ahead and read Shema again with the tefillin, because you're made Eidus Sheker Batzma, make sure to be made an Eidus Emes. You were in Yotze the first time. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, just like Nesachim, you can bring 20 days after the carbon, so too you can wear your tefillin afterwards. So we have three shittas. We have Rabbeinu Yona, that are Yilukuli Alma Yotze Dechovaso B'diyevet. We have the Gra, that according to Uli, you're Yotze B'diyevet, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not. And then we have the Ramah, that it's Fakert, that according to Uli, you're not Yotze, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you are Yotze if you wear your tefillin afterwards. And if you didn't wear your tefillin afterwards, then Ramah holds that you are not Yotze Yedei Chovasa. Now the Ramah is Machadesh that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you wear tefillin afterwards, it's effective, and Yotze Yedei Chovas Kriya Shema. And he learned it from the Gemara Menachos, Tetzvah Ben Beis, Tumur Yadalad Ben Aleph, that a person can bring his carbon today, and he can bring his Nesachim after 20 days. 10 days. Since the tefillin are like Nesachim, Lenin Kriya Shema, so then yeah, that means you can wear your tefillin afterwards. Rav Meir Arik, in the Tal Torah, in Brachas Yudalad Amid Beis, writes at the Beis Yitzchak, in Arachayim Simin Yud Zayin, brings like this in the name of the Chozem of the Blin, and he finds this way also in the Alfasi Zuta. However, that's all according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you can wear your tefillin now like Nesachim. You wear your tefillin now, you wear reach Shema now, and wear your tefillin afterwards, like you bring the carbon now and you bring the Nesachim afterwards. But according to the reason of Ula, that it's like Meidei D'Sheker B'Atzmo, it's not effective if you wear your tefillin afterwards. That, according to the Ramah, would not help that you wear your tefillin afterwards. You're not Yotzei Dechovatso because you have to read the Shema with the tefillin. The Nafkamina, that you have to read it again with the tefillin, according to this. The Rambam writes in Perek Dal, Milchos Tefillin, Halacha Chavav, like Ula, he doesn't bring the reason of Yochanan, he writes Kilo Meidei D'Sheker B'Atzmo. So then will be that a person who reads Shema without tefillin is not Yotze Yedei Chovaso. However, Mistimus Divrei Rambam, it's Mashma, that you are Yotze Yedei Chovaso, and you don't have to read again. And we have to say that he holds like Rabbeinu Yonah, that according to Ula, you are Yotze Yedei Chovaso B'diyavid, even if you don't wear your tefillin afterwards. So again, the Rambam brings the reason of Ula. According to the reason of Ula, the Rambam holds, the Rambam Ipano holds, that you're not Yotze, you have to read again with tefillin. What the Rambam holds is Mashma and Pashas and Rambam, you are Yotze, because the opposite of the Rabbeinu Yonah, we would have to say, who holds that if you say that the Shema without tefillin, even according to Ula, you are Yotze. However, there's still a nafkamina between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, Gam L'das HaRambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. It's true, but the Yavid, if you were in Meniach Tefillin afterwards, you're Yotze, like we said, nevertheless, the Chatchila, you're now that to read Shema, even if you have intention to put on tefillin afterwards. That's according to Ula, because you're made a Deshaka. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Arei Tosis writes in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Amid Beis Zivur Maslo Mishikulkalu Shebekarbon Yachid Mutar Lechatchila Hakriv Korbanu Hayom Ulahavi Anesachem Acharkach. That a carbon Yachid, it's Mutar Lechatchila to bring your carbon today and to bring your Nesachem afterwards. Even a carbon Sibur Bosiyam Mutar Lechatchila. So too, Huadin Mikriya Shema, that it's Mutar Lechatchila Likros Kriya Shema Ulahaniach Tefillin Acharkach. Wow. So according to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, there would be nafkamina between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Ula, lechatchila, it's asur to read Shema, if you have intention to wear your tefillin afterwards. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you intention to wear tefillin afterwards, you're fine. Lechatchila, you can read your Shema and wear your tefillin afterwards, just like your carbon. You can bring your carbon today and bring your nesachim afterwards. And even a carbon sibur, you can do that, as long as it's b'oso ayom. Agon Ritzak has a chavir and a shubis bin yinon simen lamid with machmir yoser, and he says that aser likros betchila kriyashma belot fill, and even if you have the intention to read kriyashma afterwards with tefillin, because it's like somebody who's made edus sheker and afterwards he wants to be made edus emes. So if somebody has intention to wear tefillin now without shema, to read shema now without tefillin, and then read tefillin afterwards with shema, it's no good, because then he's being made edus sheker and then edus emes, it's no good. Rabbi Levush and Simon and Chesif Dalet writes, somebody's afraid that Kriya Shema is going to pass, he should read first Kriya Shema with his brachas without tefillin, and then wear his tefillin and read Kriya Shema without brachas. So it would appear that according to the reason of Ula, you have to wear tefillin bizman Kriya Shema. Gam tefillin shel yad v'gam tefillin shel rosh. And it's not enough just to wear the tefillin shel rosh or tefillin shel yad. Because Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it's like meidei d'sheker, because you're reading u'kshartem lo sa'idecha v'yuvta tefos b'neinecha, and you're not wearing tefillin, it's like being meidei d'sheker. So according to that, you would have to be wearing both tefillin. But according to the reason of Yochanan, it's pashut, you can wear tefillin shel rosh or tefillin shel yad if as long as afterwards you intend to put on the other tefillin, because it's no worse than somebody who reads Shema without tefillin, and then as long as he intends to wear tefillin afterwards, we said that's fine. Just like the carbon. As long as you bring the carbon now, as long as you have kavanah to bring the nesachim afterwards, you're fine. So to here, as long as you have kavanah to wear the tefillin afterwards, you're fine. So we can add a nice point. And that is that the Maharsha and the Chedusha Agadis and Brachas writes for custom of Farshim is that if you shall give mitzvahs nesel lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shein os ve'edus lanu shenachnu amo ve'hein Shabbos milah v'tfilin. So we have three mitzvahs that were edus, that were God's nation: Shabbos milah and tfilin. Tfilin, it says v'ahila os al yadecha al pishnai meidim yakum davar. So we have tfilin. And then we have Bris Milah, that's two. And on Shabbos you don't need tefillin, because then you have Shabbos and Milah. And during the weekday, you need the other two aid, you need Milah and tefillin. And if during the week you read Shema without tefillin, then the tefillin is an Eidus Sheker Ba'atzma, because all you have is one os, and there's no second os, so that's not a proper edus, and this edus is an edus sheker. So according to this, it would appear that even if one is meiniach just tefillin shel rosh or tefillin shel yad, that would be effective even according to Ula, because each of them is an os. As the whole word of the Maharsha is that you need two osos. What are the osos? During the week, milah and tefillin. As long as you're wearing one of them, that's enough of an os. And you can't say that you have to wear both of them in order to be an os, because why do we say in Menachas, Mendalat Amad Aleph, that somebody who doesn't have tefillin shel yad has to wear tefillin shel rosh? It's not an os. So it must be that one of them is an os. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in Los Ayadecha, Vedakia, tefillin shel yad nekreis os, Shemar Veyosa Os Ayadecha, tefillin shel rosh nekreis zikaron, Shemar Zikaron Beninecha. So it would appear that according to him, the tefillin that's an os is the tefillin shel yad. So that is part one of our shir. And then in the next part, we'd like to go more into it and see niflos mitaras Hashem. You have a lot to look forward to. If Hashem gives us life, we're able to give over this amazing Torah. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.